Hi everyone. My name is Rahul Gupta here. I'm a PM manager in Microsoft. Today I'm going to walk you through how you can create your ITSM connection with OMS solutions. OMS has come up with a new solution called as OMS ITSM connector. This is a very unique bidirectional solution where from OMS you can connect to your preferred ITSM, which could be IT Service Manager of System Center, ServiceNow, ProVant and Cherwell. And when I say bidirectional, from OMS you can create incident or alert or event in your preferred ITSM, but also it is also importing the data from your ITSM back into OMS as well, which is like incident and change request from your ITSM into OMS, and that data is used for basically doing a complement to different OMS solutions like ServiceMap and others. So let me give a demo in terms of how this whole solution can be set up and how you can use in your OMS environment. So in the OMS gallery, if you go here into the OMS gallery, you will see a new solution. Let's go into the details here. You will see a new solution called as ITSM connector. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to own the solution. When I go, I do an add, and within a second, you will see that getting added into my OMS tiles. Okay, let's get started here. Let me go to my home page again. I'll just refresh this page. Usually it'll come through in the tiles. So once I refresh, you will see it in my screen. Now we will create a connection with the ProVant's ITSM with OMS and see how what's a value addition you can get out of this whole experience. So what you need to do is first you need to own the solution, which is the ITSM connector, which you need to get it from the solutions gallery. Once you add it, you will see a tile getting coming up like this, where you need to now start the configuration. So click on this button. It will take you to the settings. Go to the connected sources, ITSM connector, and add a new connection. In this, you can select ProVant and start filling the information, which should be handy for you. So I can put the name of the connection here as ProVant ITSM connection. If you have any questions with respect to what all information I need to fill, there is a documentation link which is available here. You can click on the documentation, go through the information and fill all the required things. All the things are pretty handy. Then you put on, you can fill in the information about the server which you need to connect to, the username and password and the client ID. Okay. Once you fill all this information, you can see this is a bidirectional integration of ProVant with OMS. So not only from OMS you're able to create incident or event in ProVant, but we give an option for people to read the data from the ITSM back into OMS. So you can pick and choose incident and change whether you want to sync all that data or not. You can pick and choose. And there's one more option which is off by default, but it's up to the customers based on their requirement, is from OMS if you want to ensure that all the affected CIs or all the machines which you are monitoring in OMS, if you're filing a ticket in ProVant for that, if you want them to be added as an entry in CMDB if it is not already existing, then you need to click on this button and you can say save. Once you save this, it will take around 2 minutes to you can now see the connection getting created here. So let's see how we can use this connection for our work. So I'm going to the log search, which is our heart of the log of OMS. So I'm inside the log analytics. Now you will see that ProVant ITSM connection got created and it is reading the data, but let's go to and do some action here. So there are two ways where I can work with this connection. One is I want to take an immediate action, or I want to take a schedule action. Let's go through it each one by one. So let's take example that I'm going through this log and I want to take some action. So click on these three dots. It will allow you to create ITSM work items. Now the moment I create a work item, you can see this saying that, hey, ProVant work item test. Okay, and it is giving you all the required information of that log with the affected CI, and then I can select my connection. And the moment I select the connection, it is giving me two options saying that, okay, whether you want to create an event or incident, you can choose any of the two. I'll just give you an example of incident for now. You can continue and using it for event as well. So the moment I select an incident, you will see the templates coming here. So you can see the template information. If there are already existing templates which is there on your Provance ITSM, those will be pre-populated for you. Or if you don't want to use any of the templates, you can go to know and it will start getting you the drop-down information, which is your generic incident form from Provance ITSM to OMS. So let's create here. So I'm just using a template and I say create. So it will take around 2 seconds and you will have the incident getting created. And now you can see the incident got created here. You can see the information coming out handy. You can go into the Provance instance and see the information. The other way around of doing this whole experience is like if I go here again and I can create now an alert. So I go to the alert. I can select an alert. I can create, say, Provance alert. And every I want it to be executed every 5 minutes. And anything greater than one, I want to make sure that there is an action around that. So I can choose an ITSM action. This is a new experience which has come around. So as you install the ITSM connector, you will see this option getting enabled for you. You can choose your Provance ITSM. You can choose, again, the same experience of like will be popping up for you. You can choose incident. You can select individual items. And you can fill all the things. Category, subcategory, and then you can save this. You can see a new thing called as create individual work items. So there are customers who have a requirement that for each and every log entry which I'm getting, I want to create individual work item, then you can select this experience. Else you can, it's off by default. Once you save this information, every 5 minutes, whenever this whole query is getting executed on when the alert threshold are met, it will start creating incident in Provance with all the selected fields which you have saved here. Now, this is, you will see the information populating on the Provance side. So I showed you one way kind of a communication here from OMS to Provance. Now we are also reading data from Provance back into OMS. So let's see how this data has been shown. So if I go into the log search again and search on a field called service desk underscore CL. Now this is a place where all the service desk data will be getting populated. So I click on this and select my connection. Since I've created multiple connections earlier, I'm just going to select my connection here for Provance. Yeah, I say apply. Now you can see all the different Provance connection coming here. So all the data from my Provance ITSM is getting populated for here. So you can see the incident type, the incident ID, what's the urgency, priority, all that information is getting populated for you. Okay, and you can see the change request as well. So you can see 175 incident and 7 CR, which were there existing on my Provance side, have started populating here. So you can now see the change request data as well. And this data is now we are overlaying with service map so that it gives a much more richer experience for other customers. Thank you for watching the video. And if you have any feedback for any issues with this connection, please send a mail to omsitsmfeedback@microsoft.com. Thank you.